Can you talk about what you think is a reasonable way to do cardiac monitoring with patients, and how does that vary by age?
For me, the precedent for the cardiac monitoring has been set by the adjuvant trials. I think the plan was a reasonable one. Check imaging halfway through the chemotherapy, check it at the end of chemotherapy, then check it again 3 months later. I think that makes a lot of sense. It made sense for the trial. I think it makes sense for the clinic. I think particularly in the B31 study and the N9831 study, we did stop drug in a significant number of patients, 15% of patients who had asymptomatic drops. You know, we don't know for sure that had we continued treating them that we would have seen a higher rate of clinical heart failure, but I think it's a reasonable assumption that that probably would have been the case. So I think in view of that, that's a reasonable way to proceed. And certainly if you've got somebody who you're going in concerned about their heart, so you're not going to follow the regimen, all the more reason to keep an eye on them. So I think those are reasonable intervals.
What do we know about variations in EF based on who does the test or when it's done?
A lot of discussion went on that actually it took a while to get the studies launched because of the recognition that there is a lot of variability in ejection fraction. Normally, there's a lot of variability just with the test itself. So when we get a report of an ejection fraction, there is a bit of a confidence interval, more or less, kind of plus minus five around that point. So they're not as precise as one would like, but we did pretty well using them in the trial. I think you just have to be consistent, try to use the same shop, you know, don't jump back and forth, echo mugged, and do what you can. But I think there's variability, but I don't see it personally as a problem that can't be dealt with.